You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 62%. That's how much Wall Street expects Tesla's sales to have grown in the second quarter from the same period a year ago. But analysts don't expect to see positive earnings from the electric car maker when it reports earnings this evening. Tesla could use some good news. Its stock has dropped 22% this year. Some investors have had their doubts about long-term demand for Tesla's electric vehicles and worry if the company will be able to turn a decent profit on its cheaper models. The next number up is 99. That's how many days until the October 31st deadline for the United Kingdom to leave the European Union. Former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson takes office as Prime Minister today. He will lead the country through Brexit. Johnson has maintained that the UK must leave the EU, with or without a deal. That spooked currency traders who've bid the British pound lower in recent days. But a falling pound can boost the British FTSE 100 stock index of large companies. That's because many make most of their profits abroad. When converted back to sterling, those earnings are worth a greater number of pounds. Our last number is 6%. That's how much Coca-Cola stock rose on Tuesday to a record high. The jump came after the beverage giant released strong second quarter results and raised its sales growth forecasts for the rest of the year. Coca-Cola is facing changing consumer tastes. Shoppers have become more health-focused, and as a result, they've shifted away from sugary soft drinks. Despite that, Coca-Cola's management is now optimistic that they can grow revenue organically by 5% in 2019. That target shows investors that Coke is confident its brands can still resonate. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, July 23rd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.